Good day, San Bernardino County believers. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Our prayer focus today is the 10th commandment. Paul gave us a secret to a happy Christian life in Philippians 4, and it says, "Not that I was ever in need, for I have learned how to be content with whatever I have. I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little, for I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." We pray today that we are going to become known for being contented believers, leaning on the strength of Jesus Christ to do all things. So the 10th commandment says, "You shall not covet, wish for, want to your neighbor's house. You shall not covet, envy, be jealous of your neighbor's wife or their male servant or their female servant, their ox, their donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's." Father God, we pray and ask for forgiveness for coveting, envy, lust, jealousy, sorcery, drug abuse, materialism, wantonness, sensuality, gambling, revelings, attachment to riches or material goods, being worried about the cares of this life, lawsuits against Christians, emulations, extortion, desire for money that we should not want more than we need, and for richness and famousness, desire for power, desire for sex relating to sexual immorality, anger at someone else's good fortunes or their abilities, their skills, their possessions, desiring things of others, flirting or playing with temptation. But instead, Father, we pray that we will learn to be a contented Christian. We know that is a hallmark to you, our shepherd. When you see us content with what we have, with what you've given us, and we use it with your strength, we can reproduce. We show others that it's worthwhile being one of your children. So you say, "What shall we say? The law is sin, by no means. Yet if it had not been for the law, I would not have known sin, for I would not have known what it is to covet if the law had not said, 'You shall not covet.'" So may we believe that the love of money would be rooted out of us, that we would be content with the monies that we have and use them wisely and even test you in it and give to you more than we even think we can and watch you do the miracles that you do. You say to keep all covetousness, and it should not even be named among us. It's not proper among saints, that we should be on guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of our possessions. And as recently, all of us in Southern California have experienced the Eaton and Palisades fire, the Hearst fire, and other ones, but those were the largest, and damaged homes in the Eaton and Palisade in great numbers, and lots of structures and businesses, and killed people. Father, we thank you. That is a reminder that stuff, it doesn't go with us. It could all get burnt up. And all that we had spent, all the time and energy gathering these things, can be taken away in a brief moment. So thank you for reminding us that stuff doesn't matter as much as serving you with you. May we wake up, be so transformed that we will affect others in our sphere of influence for Jesus Christ. Amen.